Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing chapter 17, Shraddha Traya Vibhaga Yoga, Yoga of Threefold Faiths. Sattva, Rajas and Tamas are the three qualities of Prakriti, and therefore our faiths also can be Sattvic, Rajasic or Tamasic. So we have seen that our faith makes us who we are. As the faith, so is the man, and as the man, so is the faith. So if I have faith in sattvic qualities, in sattvic things, then my personality will be sattvic, I will become a sattvic person. If I have faith in rajasic activities, and rajasic things, and rajasic beings, I'll become a Rajasic person. And same goes for the Tamasic. So we have seen that if I have no clear instruction from any teacher or a sastra, but I've developed faith through my own experiences and through my own beliefs, then it can be the Sattvic, Rajasic or Tamasic. And therefore it is very, very important that we expose our children to right environment and right experiences. If they have sattvic environment and sattvic experiences while growing up, they will develop sattvic faith and sattvic personality. And the same goes for the rajasic and tamasic. So when we have any control over the younger generation, then we should make sure that we give them a right environment so they develop right faith. In the discussion, we have seen that our faith and our personality developed through our faith will affect everything we do. It will affect what type of worships I do. In other words, who will become my role model in our day-to-day life? A sattvic person will have a sattvic role model, rajasic person or rajasic role model, and tamasic will have a tamasic role model. At the higher level, we can say, who will I worship will be the same. It will also affect my even day-to-day living about what I like to eat. Sattvic person, sattvic food. Rajasic person will like rajasic food, and tamasic will like tamasic food. And then we have seen that the yajna performed by people are also affected by their personality. Yajna in this case, in our day-to-day life, we can say is the actions which we put forward in this world. I'll consider them as our yajna to achieve the good which I'm trying to achieve. So the yajna which we perform will also sattvic yajna, rajasic yajna, tamasic yajna. In other words, I will put efforts in sattvic endeavors, rajasic endeavors, or tamasic endeavors depending on my faith. And then we have seen that the tapas, the austerities which I perform, in my day-to-day life, I would say, is the disciplines which I follow. So tapas, we associate with the spiritual quest. We call it tapas. But tapas is required in everything that I try to achieve in life. You have to discipline yourself and practice disciplines to achieve anything in life. So this disciplines which I will develop will also be in line with my faith, my personality. Sattvic will have sattvic faith, sattvic disciplines. Rajasic will have rajasic disciplines, and tamasic will have tamasic disciplines. Or we can use the word tapas. Sattvic tapas, rajasic tapas, or tamasic tapas. So we have seen that this tapas is performed at three levels. The disciplines are performed at three levels. The first is the physical discipline. The second is my discipline of my speech. And the third one, and most important in most cases, is my mental disciplines. So the three disciplines we have seen so far is say Deva Dvija Guru Pragna Pujanam Saucham Arjavam Brahmacharyam Ahinsa Chashariram Tapa Uchyate. These are considered the physical disciplines, that worship of the gods, the Brahmins, the teachers, the wise people, developing purity, straightforwardness, celibacy, and non-injury. These are the tapas performed at the physical level, in my actions, in other words. Then at the speech level, anudvega karam vakyam, satyam priyahitam chayat, swadhyaya abhyasanam cheva, vangmayam tapauchyate. So what are the disciplines at the speech level? Then my speech, which does not cause any excitement, any disturbance in other person's mind. It's truthful, that I speak truth. But at the same token, it's a priya. It is sweet sounding and hitam for the good of the other person. And swadhyaya, practice of the study of the good books, scriptures, my own reflection, introspection. When I talk about this, such a discipline is considered as a speech discipline. So in my actions I performed saririk tapas, at my speech I perform vangmaya tapas, and then last one is mental. Manah prasadaha samyatvam maunam atma vinigraha bhava sansuddhi iti tapah manasam uchyate. That serenity of my mind, silence in my mind, in bhava sansuddhi, purity of my nature, purity of my emotions, is considered the tapas discipline of mind. These three disciplines, if I am performing with faith, sraddhaya paraya taptam tapah trividam naraihi afalakanksibhi yuktaihi sattvikam parichaksate. If these three types of austerities, tapas, disciplines, I'm performing with, the first qualification is afalakanksibhi, without any desire for fruits, any reward. I'm doing it just because that is the right thing to do. And sraddhaya, with faith. I have faith that this is the right way to live. This is the right way to perform my actions. This is the right way to speak. And this is the right way to think. Not because I want something out of this. It's considered sattvic tapas. And sattvic tapas will integrate my mind and intellect, my internal instrument. And that will give me the appropriate qualification to raise myself higher into my evolutionary journey. So my mind will be purer and will be more conducive for meditation, to a contemplation of who am I, and what will give me the lasting happiness? What will connect me to my true nature, which is Sat, Chit and Ananda? Sat, existence, Chit, pure knowledge, and Ananda, bliss. So this tapas will connect me to my higher self. So therefore it is considered sattvic and it's more lasting. It will gather its own momentum to raise my mind and intellect to a level that the knowledge will shine through. Now, in contrast to that, we see the next level of tapas which people are performing, or I may be performing, but my goal is slightly different. I'm not afalakanksi bihi here. I'm not without an expectation for fruit, but I'm doing it for satkara mana puja artham. I have a clear reward in mind why I'm practicing these austerities, why I'm disciplining my mind and my body and intellect at the physical, mental and speech level. I develop a good habit of performing actions, at least in public, a good speech which is likable to people, pleasing to people, but the mental level, I'm not really sure what I'm doing. Because at mental level, I'm expecting satkara, well reception by other people. People will think, how a great person I am that I'm practicing all this. So I'll get a good reception. So that's one of my goals, to get a good reception from people. Satkara, mana, respect. People will be respecting me because he's practicing all these austerities. And puja artham, I want to be worshipped. Respect. People are going to me, respect me, put me on a higher pedestal because I'm performing these austerities. That's my goal. And dambhena cha eva yat. It is performed out of hypocrisy. Something which I'm not. Something which I'm not completely convinced of. But this will give me the satkara, mana and puja, and therefore I'm doing it. Tat iha proktam rajasam. It is considered rajasik tapa. It is considered rajasik because it is motivated by my rajasic nature. Rajasic nature wants to achieve things and acquire things in this world. And therefore, I'm doing it. So, the question is, what's wrong with it? Well, at least I'm performing tapas. At least I'm disciplining myself at the physical and speech level. Is there anything wrong in it? And Bhagavan says, there's nothing wrong in it. But the third element which requires to integrate your mind and intellect and purify it to take it to the next level is missing here. Therefore, it is not permanent. So it is chalam adhruvam. It's transitory and it's unstable. Because I'm not completely convinced that this is the way to live, now and again, I'll doubt whether I'm gaining the respect which I'm trying to achieve. Are people respecting me because I'm doing it? Am I really getting any reward for practicing all these austerities? Therefore, it will be chalam, transitory, moving. Someday I'll be convinced, the other days I won't be. And adhruvam, I'm not stable, I'm not firmly established in it. So the mental aspect which is missing here will not help me in integrating my mind and intellect to reach that level. And therefore Bhagavan said it is not beneficial to the practitioner of this tapas. He may get some respect, he may get some satkar, he may get some puja, but even that is temporary. Sometimes I'll get it, sometimes I don't. And the last one in this series of discussion for tapas is obviously what is left, which is tamasic. We have seen sattvic without any desire for the fruits. I do not want any reward for practicing this tapas. But I'm convinced this is the right way to live, this is the right way to act, this is the right way to speak, and this is the right way to think. Next one is, I'm doing it because I want to gain something out of it. I'm doing it right at a physical level and a speech level, but I'm missing one component in the mental level, not convinced. Therefore, it is temporary. It may give some benefit, but not lasting benefit. The last one is mood grahena atmanaha yat pideya kriyate tapaha parashya utsadan artham va tat tamasam udahrutam. I'm practicing tapas for the wrong reasons. First one is mood grahena atmanaha. Having a foolish notion that this is the way to practice austerities. Yat pideya kriyate tapaha. With self-torture, I'm torturing myself. Something which I'm not capable of, but I'm doing it because I think I've gained some powers. And that with those powers, I will hurt others. I will get power over the others. Once I have gathered all the siddhis, now this is something obviously I have heard as a child, that people do tapas, then they gather power, and those with that power, then they want to control other people, hurt other people, and keep everybody under their control. We hear the Puranic stories. But even in day-to-day life, we have seen people saying, let me practice this and then I'll be mighty and strong. Well, even simple physical exercises. You're not exercising so that you will be healthy, your body will be healthy. But with the exercise, I will gather strength. With this strength, then I'll bully other people. I will hurt other people. I'll beat them up because I'm the strongest. And that's a tamasic, tapas Bhagavan says. It is motivated by hurting others. It is motivated by foolish notion that this type of torture to my body will give me strength, which will help me control other people. So the motive here is completely wrong. Motive is not here for me to make progress. Me to change my mental makeup, me to make my life healthy, but it is to gather power so that I can control others and hurt others. And that's why we sometimes call it asuric tapas, this tamasic tapas, and it's completely counterproductive. Neither it is helping me, nor it is helping others. And therefore, it is not recommended. So, once again, we have to introspect and say, either my mind is falling into this sattvic, rajasic or tamasic mood while I'm trying to practice austerities and disciplines. If my mind is in a tamasic mood, I may be practicing austerities, but it will take me in a wrong direction. If it is rajasic I am trying to practice, it will again take me to very temporary gains type of goals. But my mind is sattvic, then I will be practicing sattvic austerities. Well, with that we'll stop here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina Sarve Santu Niramayaha Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi 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 Harihi Om శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః హరి ఓం.